She was born in Macedonia to Albanian parents, but the best-known years of Mother Teresa's life were spent in India, where she founded the Missionaries of Charity and worked directly with the poor of Calcutta. Bishop Richard Malone of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Buffalo spoke of Mother Teresa's impact in advance of her canonization this Sunday.
Some years ago, a theologian, Avery Dulles, who was made a cardinal, wrote a very influential book called Models of the Church. And his point was there are different lenses through which we look at the church as the herald of the gospel, teaching and preaching, the church as institution, all those things. But one of Dulles's models was the church as servant. And I think even people who were not attracted to certain elements of the church otherwise, when they saw Mother Teresa in action, totally humble, totally devoted, literally picking up the dying poor in Calcutta, that servanthood touched people's hearts.
Mother Teresa's work indeed raised eyebrows worldwide. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. Four times, an annual Gallup poll ranked her as the most admired woman in America. But Mother Teresa also had her critics, including those who considered her work a band-aid approach to social justice. The bishop's thoughts?
All of us are called to do different things. And I'm not sure everybody who would shout loudly about systemic change would be willing to go out every day in the streets and pick up the dying poor.
After her death, it was revealed that Mother Teresa expressed doubts about her spirituality. But Bishop Malone says many great Catholic saints also questioned their faith. He notes that Mother Teresa spoke in support of many Catholic Church positions in her lifetime, including its opposition to abortion. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.